KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. We're on Twitter at KUOW. Well, it seemed that the controversy around Seattle Mayor Ed Murray had settled down. He's not running for re-election. His main accuser pulled his lawsuit. Attention had turned to the campaign for the next mayor. But that report from the Seattle Times over the weekend that we were just talking about a few minutes ago, that's turned the spotlight back to Mayor Murray and the original accusations of sex abuse made against him in the early 1980s. KUOW reporter Kate Walters is here to update you. Kate, thank you.
No worries.
What is the latest we know about this report and the allegation against Mayor Murray?
So back in 1984, Murray's teenage foster son, a guy named Jeff Simpson, basically accused Murray of sexually abusing him and paying him for sex. Now, the Seattle Times has published over the weekend documents that were long thought to be lost from child services in Portland, and they show a child welfare investigator in Oregon looked into the Jeff Simpson claims back in the 80s and ultimately concluded that they were true. So on top of that, this particular caseworker goes on to recommend that Murray should never be allowed to be a foster parent again, and he's still not allowed to be a foster parent in the state of Oregon, and that's part of the reason that these documents were kept for 30 years. Murray denied these allegations back in 84. He's continuing to deny them now. He said over the weekend that these new documents don't really change anything, including the fact that he was never formally charged for any of this. And his lawyers also pointed out over the weekend that Child Protective Services, the body that this report came from, are supposed to err on the side of believing kids in situations like this and that they're not a law enforcement body.
Well, it sounds like this caseworker was convinced this abuse happened. On KUOW's Facebook page, Leah asks us, why didn't they report it to law enforcement at the time?
So that's a good question. The case actually was reported to the police back in the 80s. The documents show that when Simpson originally reported this abuse, he was pretty adamant that the information stay confidential between him and the caseworker that he talked to. But this caseworker was sort of felt like she had to pass it along, essentially. So she did contact the police and they got involved. They interviewed Simpson and they put together a case against both Murray and another foster parent that Simpson had named as an abuser, a previous foster parent. And the documents show that the police actually had two witnesses willing to testify in their case.
So why were charges never filed?
Well, the case went to the district attorney's office, which is where it would go after the police. Mm-hmm. And they apparently took it to a grand jury, which is this body that decides whether or not to formally charge somebody. And ultimately what happened was that the DA pulled the case from the grand jury before a decision was ever made, which is why we don't have formal charges and don't know whether or not he would have been formally charged under that body. The DA gave her reason in a letter. It said that she pulled the case because of Simpson's emotional instability, his history of manipulative behavior, and the fact that he'd actually run away and wasn't available to them. She says she wasn't sure whether they could meet the high burden of proof for a criminal case, essentially. And she finished her letter by saying that pulling the case in no way meant that her office had decided the allegations were not true. Mm-hmm. So there's all of that from those documents in 84. Now, Murray's team has come back and said that the fact that the DA withdrew the case at all shows there was too much doubt to go forward.
Right. And what's been the reaction from city council members to this?
We've seen a pretty strong reaction from one council member. Council member Lorena Gonzalez sent out a statement saying she wants the mayor to consider stepping down and that if he doesn't do that, she wants the council to basically convene its own committee to work out whether or not they think that should be the move. And she's given him a deadline of July 24th to make that decision. But at the council meeting this morning, we actually heard a pretty different message from council member Sally Bagshaw.
These are very serious charges. No question about that. But as a former prosecuting attorney, like Councilmember Gonzalez, we know that facts matter. And the allegations that are in the newspaper again yesterday, I want to just point out again that these are 30 years old. I hope that we can avoid grandstanding on this.
So that's Councilmember Sally Bagshaw, and she went on to say, as did most of the other council members, that she wants to weigh the options in this case. One of the things they talked about is there's a process for impeaching somebody in Murray's position. They would essentially have to sort of convene a court of the council, and he would be allowed to have legal representation in that sort of hearing. And they were saying they're not really sure if they could reach the bar needed as a council to take him out of office, even if they want to. So they're looking into essentially what are their options, what are their legal obligations, and convening with legal counsel, I believe, in the next couple of days, and just sort of looking at how to move forward. One other thing to note, and take this however you will, council member Bruce Harrell, who's the president of the council and who would replace Ed Murray if he resigns, basically said in the meeting today, and he said it several times, that Murray continues to show up to do his job.
And what about the reaction from any of the candidates running to be the next mayor of Seattle? We just heard Jenny Durkan, our listeners may have heard her a few minutes ago, saying that she wants him to reflect, basically.
So we heard similar things from most of the front runners, right? You've got the six candidates who are sort of front runners, and most of them have called for Murray to either resign or consider resigning.
We're still reflect deeply about whether he could continue to lead, I think was the way Jenny Durkan put it.
Right. So we have heard similar calls from other candidates. Mike McGinn has been a little more outspoken and basically said it's time to step down. We're still waiting to hear. KUOW hasn't heard from Nikita Oliver or Bob Hasegawa in this case.
Finally, talking with KUOW reporter Kate Walters, what are the unanswered questions that we're left with and that you and KUOW newsroom are following?
Well, the big one is what we were just talking about. Whether or not Murray will actually resign is something that we're looking at. He said multiple times since this all started back in April that he won't. But he also said in the beginning that he wasn't going to stop his re-election campaign and ended up having to walk that back and pulling himself out of the running. So we don't really know where he's going to go with this. We also don't know whether or not this will prompt his one of his other accusers, Delvon Heckard, to refile his lawsuit against Murray sooner than he said he planned to.
Okay, that's what we know about these allegations and findings regarding Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray, and what we don't know as well, what we're pursuing. That's from our newsroom, KUOW reporter Kate Walters. Thanks a lot, Kate.
No worries.